You said when you first got out to the desert, you fell in love with it. What was it about it that really struck you?
Well, there were the cactuses were kind of in bloom at that time in springtime. Mm-hmm. That was one section, but the vastness of it all, and the people that I fell in love with that were part of this whole effort. That would have been primary. And the stories that emerged that I didn't know before. And I described this as the first time the image of a place that I've been at was some place between heaven and hell. That's how I regard it.
Can you describe that?
Okay, the beauty, the intensity of, let's say, the presence of God, mm-hmm. in the actions of people. And the vastness of the terrain and the sky and the mountains and the colors and everything just was so much in focus. It was just highlighted for me. So I regarded this as heaven.
Mm-hmm.
And yet the Shoshone, the Indians that I fell in love with too, and the people, and yet the devastation that was occurring below the earth and had been even above the earth here, the bombs,
mm-hmm.
the testing of the bombs,
mm-hmm.
the desecration, and what it meant for, say in terms of Hiroshima and Nagasaki when it was used on human beings,
right,
and the land that was destroyed for millenniums perhaps because of the contamination,
right.
So all that was hell. That was the hell. And the fact that people have made judgments, that kind of an evil decision was bad. And I considered that to be a slap in the face to God, I called it.
Mm-hmm.